From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in Waco have charged at least 174 motorcycle gang members with organized criminal activity for their role in a violent fight Sunday that left 9 bikers dead. As NPR's John Burnett reports, a county judge has set their bond at $1 million apiece.
One biker group was the infamous Bandidos, described by the U.S. Justice Department as violent drug traffickers who constitute a growing criminal threat. The others are local gangs called the Cossacks, the Scimitars, and the Booze Hounds, who apparently rumbled with the Bandidos over turf and membership. Sergeant Patrick Swanton of the Waco Police says the bikers were shooting at each other and at officers who still consider themselves under threat.
There was a green light put out on law enforcement, is our understanding from last night. We're aware of that threat, and we have the appropriate response if we have to face that.
Meanwhile, the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission has suspended the liquor license of Twin Peaks, the restaurant where the confrontation erupted. John Burnett, NPR News, Waco.
He isn't making it official just yet, however, appearing today on the TV program CBS This Morning. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham all but officially announced he will seek the Republican nomination for president. Despite using the phrase, "I'm running," said he'll make an official announcement June 1st from his hometown of Central South Carolina. Graham, considered a foreign policy hawk, has been a vocal critic of President Obama's handling of the Middle East. President Obama is setting new limits on the kinds of military hardware the federal government can transfer to local police departments. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the move comes as the White House released its final report on 21st century policing.
President Obama says when police departments are overly militarized, they can look like an occupying force, sending the wrong message to the community officers are supposed to protect. So the White House is barring federal agencies from transferring to police certain hardware, such as tanks, grenade launchers, and bayonets.
We're going to prohibit some equipment made for the battlefield that is not appropriate for local police departments.
Other military gear can be transferred, but only in certain circumstances. The rules are one of a number of steps the White House is taking to rebuild trust between police and communities of color following a series of high-profile killings. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The number of deaths attributed to faulty General Motors ignition switches has now topped 100, with each of the victims' families reportedly being offered compensation of at least $1 million. GM, meanwhile, agreeing to make offers to nearly 200 other people who were injured in crashes linked to the switches. General Motors recalled 2.6 million vehicles last year, but acknowledged it had known about the problem with the ignition switches for more than a decade. On Wall Street, stocks moved higher today. The Dow gained 26 points to end the session at 18,298. NASDAQ rose 30 points to 5,078. The S&P 500 closed up 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. U.S. military officials say one Marine is dead and 21 others were injured after the crash of an aircraft in Hawaii. Officials say the MV-22 Osprey, which can take off and land like a helicopter but fly like a plane, had 22 people on board, 21 Marines and a Navy corpsman, when it made what officials called a hard landing at about 11:40 a.m. at Bellows Air Force Station on the island of Oahu. The unit involved was from Camp Pendleton in California and was in Hawaii for training exercises. The cause is still being investigated. The controversial film Innocence of Muslims can legally go back on YouTube. As NPR's Ned Ulubi explains, the film was taken down last year after riots and death threats against some of the actors.
One actor said she was tricked by producers. She thought she was going to be in a different movie, not a virulently anti-Muslim film. She's in the movie for only 5 seconds, but producers overdubbed her voice to make it sound like she's asking if Muhammad is a child molester. Death threats followed, and that actor took Google, which owns YouTube, to court. She initially won the case by arguing she owned the copyright to her performance. Now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed the earlier ruling, saying it violated rights of free speech. One judge wrote in her opinion that weak copyright claims cannot justify censorship. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
A friend of two men who died over the weekend while attempting a base jump at Yosemite National Park wearing wingsuits say the pair were only in the air for about 15 seconds when they crashed into a ridge. Both extreme athlete and climber Dean Potter, well-known in the base jumping community, and Graham Hunt died Saturday after jumping from a 3,500-foot cliff above the park's valley floor. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.